it's an interesting process, and like I all too often I answer, I didn't know what to expect because I've never planned on doing this in my lifetime. I was very pleased, that said, with the outcome. I had hoped to be on something that had jurisdiction over energy. I wanted to be in on a committee that had jurisdiction over the fiscal situation. And I wanted to have jurisdiction over something that had to do with veterans. And I got all three. I got Natural Resources Committee, which helps me in terms of energy. I am on the Budget Committee, which is going to be a hugely important committee in this next in the 112th Congress, because the budget's been abdicated. Budget leadership has been abdicated the last 4 years. And we've got to restore discipline on the federal fiscal side. And then
in
I was
in fact on that tangent. We'll come back to the other assignments, but mm-hmm. on that tangent, the Congress had just adjourned, just another budget extension, and so you're going to be knee deep in those alligators right off the bat.
That's correct. We will have two very challenging issues to deal with on day one of this next Congress. First of all, we've got a continuing resolution that funds the budget only through March 4th. So we've got to develop a new budget scheme, if you will, to start March 5th and going through the end of the fiscal year. And then hopefully it's going to have ramifications for the next decade beyond that. Then we're going to have a debt ceiling vote that comes up fairly early in the process. I don't know exactly when that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be March or June, but somewhere in the first half of my first year, we're going to have a very difficult debt ceiling increase vote.
And I want to talk more about that in a moment, but let me have you finish in the committee assignments and your impressions.
And then the last committee assignment that I got was Veterans Affairs. And if you look at the size of our veterans community in this district and also the adjacency of Fort Hood to District 17, Veterans Affairs is going to be a very important committee for this district.